Ocotillo. When a seed is planted or buried, abandoned to the soil, it may not know this is a gift. Yes, sis, cry. Wail, moan, tear your hair and gnash your teeth, all of it, then wash the dishes. For much of the year, Ocotillo appears to be an arrangement of large, spiny, dead sticks. With rainfall, the plant becomes lush with green leaves. When water is scarce, the leaves turn brown and fall off. Every earth-cracked, thirsty yearning is a seed. Plant it. Let it crane toward the sun and bloom. Do seeds, the small ones, say mustard, get jealous, or pray to become bigger seeds? Do they ever wish they could fill themselves up with air? Is that how they imagine growth? Sometimes I press my fingers toward the invitation of sky and say yes. Bend my face to the sun and laugh, remembering how I once clung to the shell I believed was me. With rain, we find Ocotillo swelling, blooming open into bloodshot flowers, earning it the name Desert Coral. Girl, braid your hair or wrap it up and go, even weeping if you must. Somewhere the sun will touch your face. The hummingbird, migrating through the long desert, relies upon the flowers of the Ocotillo for honey nectar. Did you forget the kindness of wind and its longing for your skin? The unrepentant gaze of desert sky, the rivers that open their mouths to your sorrows, ready to carry them someplace you don't need to go. I reimagine myself daily. I abandon old wounds to the soil until they fertilize it. Everything, even waste, has a purpose. Ocotillo can grow up to 20 feet tall. Some say they can live over 100 years. Yes, sis, live. Let your bare feet sink into the mud. I have been afraid and filled with air before. Did not know I was a small, hard world becoming large as I unfold. And I will tell you, and I will tell me, I forget and forget my way. What is sweeter than longing for loose, escapable soil is to be rooted in rock, becoming